Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started.
Hi, everybody. So welcome back to The Daily Voice. Today, we're looking at, firstly, the currency carry trade, and secondly, Adobe's AI earnings. So firstly, on the carry trade, the classic carry trade is to borrow money in a currency with low interest rates, like in Japan, at minus 0.1%, and invest it in another country with much higher interest rates, like in Brazil, where they're 11.25%. And hopefully you make money both ways. You make money on the interest rate, but the currency also appreciates as well, as these high interest rates attract capital into that market. This carry trade was a massive driver of currency returns in 2023. This has continued for much of 2024 with so-called high-yielding currencies that have quite high interest rates, like the pound and the Mexican peso, among the world's top performers. But this trade now faces twin headwinds of interest rate cuts in many developed and emerging market high yielders from the US to Brazil. And at the same time, as the preferred low-yielding funding currency, the Japanese yen, faces its first interest rate hike since 2007. But we think this important carry trade is down but not out. We've seen a pushback in early rate cut expectations alongside two-year lows in currency volatility that has given this carry trade some respite. And we think the trade is changing, not disappearing. Interest rates are still high in many markets, and other funding currencies like the Swiss franc are now becoming more prominent. Our second topic is Adobe, that's reporting earnings today. This is the biggest stock reporting this week. This $260 billion market cap US software application giant is known for its Photoshop to PDF services, but it's become an artificial intelligence play with its Firefly AI models and cloud offerings that will be the focus of this quarter's results. These are all housed in its digital media segment that now account for three quarters of its sales. So AI-related stocks from NVIDIA to Arm to Supermicro and most recently Oracle have all done well. But technology stocks have hit a rocky patch in recent days, and Adobe has sat out the year-to-date AI rally and is actually down for the year. This all makes this earnings report of interest not only to Adobe, but also to the broader market. Consensus is for 10% sales growth and a 15% rise in profits, whilst its forward price earnings valuation is at a premium to the market on 31 times, but this is still lower than many AI stocks. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye.
You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.